Labor Day weekend is traditionally seen as a turning point in a presidential campaign season. The conventions are over, and the serious calculations begin about where each moment should be spent for the ensuing weeks before Election Day. Over the last month, a big focus of the campaign has been not Iraq, but the Vietnam War. Earlier today, Republican Senator John McCain said on ABC's This Week that he hoped that would change.
Incredibly, this campaign seems to revolve around a war that was over 30 years ago, that I spent 30 years trying to heal the wounds of, and all of those wounds are being ripped open again. Now we have veteran against veteran, and today, some young American is probably being wounded. Tragically, one of them may be dying, and we're not focusing on the war at hand, and I regret it. I think the American people deserve better, and I condemn both sides for this kind of activity.
This afternoon, we spoke with NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne, with the presidential campaign in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and NPR's Scott Horsley with the Kerry campaign in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hello, both of you.
Hi there.
Hello.
Don, what is President Bush talking about today?
What he has been doing since the convention is in these speeches out around the country, he talks first about domestic issues, focusing on education reforms, which he wants to expand. Then he claims success in reforming Medicare. He says the tax cuts came at just the right time to give the economy a boost. And in doing so here in West Virginia, this is a state Democrats like to claim as their turf. It's the home of Senator Byrd and Senator Rockefeller, two prominent frontline Democrats. But Al Gore failed to carry this state in 2000, and the Bush campaign's goal is to keep it in the Republican column this year.
Scott, Senator Kerry is taking the day off. It is his daughter's birthday. But doesn't it seem like an odd time to take a day off?
Well, it is a very strange time to be taking time off, especially when Senator Kerry had several days off last week during the GOP convention. I guess we should note he was very quick to get back on the campaign trail as soon as President Bush finished his acceptance speech. Senator Kerry waited less than an hour before holding his own sort of rebuttal rally in Springfield, Ohio. The campaign notes that while the candidate is off today, he'll have a pretty full schedule if you consider the whole of the Labor Day weekend. He's visiting three states tomorrow, and if you count his running mate John Edwards and their wives, the Kerry Edwards team will have hit some seven states before the weekend is over.
Both Time Magazine and Newsweek have recent polls that show President Bush got quite a boost from last week's convention. What's the reaction been in both campaigns? Don, first.
The president was asked about it yesterday in Ohio. He made one of those unscheduled stops at a popcorn shop in a town named Chagrin Falls. And he said he's still got a lot of work to do. Now, that said, while the campaign cautions against any overconfidence at this point, they are clearly really pleased. They think they won the battle of the conventions. They think they put out a clearer, more focused message to the American people during their convention. And they think these polls indicate that it is paying off.
And Scott, the Kerry reaction?
Well, the Kerry campaign certainly acknowledges that President Bush got some bounce from the convention, but they say they don't expect it to last until November. They also point out that the national numbers are probably less significant than how the race is stacking up in those crucial swing states where the Kerry camp says they're encouraged by their own polls and by some public polling that's been done. There was, for example, a statewide poll by the Columbus Dispatch, which showed a dead even race in Ohio, 46% for Kerry, 46% for Bush. That's a little bit of an improvement for Kerry from the last poll in July, although the poll was conducted before the GOP convention began.
Don, the Republican convention featured several moderate politicians. Who is President Bush appealing to out on the campaign trail?
Well, the president talks at events like this one today about his supporters going out to spread the message to independents, and another phrase he likes to use, to discerning Democrats. Well, the campaign, despite that language, they still do go to great lengths to make it difficult for anyone but the faithful to actually get into these events. Let me tell you a quick story about what happened to the White House press corps yesterday in Broadview, Ohio. As we got close to the event in the buses we ride in, we encountered some traffic, nothing unusual there. There's often a traffic jam around these events. But a police car kind of waved to us and, you know, implied, we'll take you around the back way. So we drove around for a few miles, and all of a sudden, we pulled into a church parking lot, not the site of the event. It was only then that the Secret Service agent that rides with us jumped out and asked the police officer, where are we? I thought you were taking us to the event. He replied, "Oh, I thought you were protesters." So
so there was a separate area for the protesters.
And it wasn't one of those walled-off places for protesters. He was just trying to get us lost and get us away from the event. So they're still very controlling here.
Okay, well, we're glad you caught back up there. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with President Bush, and NPR's Scott Horsley is with the Kerry campaign. Thanks so much, both of you.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.